Here's a thought I'll title, Photography Under Glass. I mentioned yesterday that I had visited an exhibition called The Power of Photography, organized by gallery owner Peter Fetterman and on display at the Fenimore Museum in Cooperstown, New York. Well, I have another comment about that visit. As I wandered through the museum, I couldn't help but notice that there were all kinds of different media presented. Lots and lots of paintings, there were etchings, there were sketches, all kinds of artwork, none of which was under glass except the photography. Why do we feel that photography is so precious, or perhaps so fragile, that it has to be protected behind glass, where we don't think that paintings, that are probably more valuable than the photography anyway, at least financially, we don't put paintings under glass. So why photography? Is there some reason that I don't understand, or is it simply a convention? While I was thinking about this as I was looking at the photography, I thought, that's something I could talk about in a Here's a Thought commentary. And then I realized that was something I talked about in Here's a Thought number 1, my very first Here's a Thought commentary. That was posted back on March 1st of 2019, now some 2,348 episodes ago. And I went back and listened, just for fun. And even though those thoughts are now 6 years old, I still stand by it. So here's what I said back on March 1st of 2019, titled, Behind Glass. When you get right down to it, there are two characteristics of a print. There's the image content, and there's the physicality of the print, the paper itself. Now, the image content can be seen in a print, but it can also be seen on a tablet or on a phone or on a computer device or projected on a screen. So the image content can come through even if there's no print. But the physicality of a print would appear to be one of its most important characteristics. Whether or not it's printed on a matte paper or a glossy paper, the tooth of that paper, is it canvas, what about the signature, etc. Those physical characteristics of a print are incredibly important to the print itself, and they contribute to the image. And so I've never understood why it is that so many photographers take their prints and mat them and frame them behind glass. Because the minute you put that physical print behind glass, you essentially put up a barrier, which, to a very large degree, makes those physical characteristics evaporate. Now, suddenly, worse, you see your reflection in the glass, particularly in the darkest areas of the image, which separates you from the physicality of the print even more. So, years ago, I stopped using glass or plastic when I mat and frame my prints. Now, I know some people say, yes, but that leaves your print vulnerable to damage and etc. That seems to me to be a financial consideration rather than an aesthetic one. And besides, if the print gets damaged, I'll make another one. So, that's what I said about glass back in 2019. Well, this is 6 years later, and if anything, I believe in it more strongly than I did back then. But I do recall receiving some criticism from that very first Here's a Thought because of the possibility of damage to a precious print. Well, that seems to divide itself into two categories to me. There are prints that I make that I can always reprint if I need to, and I have on one occasion. In my 50 years in photography, one time I had someone tell me that they had purchased a folio of mine, and they had it out and were showing it, and they accidentally spilled a cup of coffee on one of the prints and asked if there was any way I could replace that print, which of course I was happy to do. As far as I can remember, that's the only time I've ever had to replace a print because of physical damage that occurred because the print wasn't hermetically sealed in a frame behind glass. And I would imagine the possibilities of spilling coffee on a framed print hanging on the wall is even less. Okay, fine. But what about a print from a famous master? one that can't be reproduced, one that truly is special. Okay, I can understand wanting to protect that, maybe even behind glass. But that still doesn't answer the question, why don't we feel that way about paintings? Go to any museum and you'll find paintings galore, none of which are encased behind glass for protection. You could say, well, yes, because paintings can be cleaned and essentially refurbished if they get damage or atmospheric pollutants or something in them. But you can do that with a photograph, too. I know of a couple of examples where someone unmounted an Ansel Adams original print and remounted it on archival mat board. It can be done. It takes a preservationist to do it, understood, but it can be done. So we're back to, is glass merely a convention? And if so, is it a good convention? I'm just not convinced, at least not yet. And besides, over the decades, I've saved a lot of money by not paying for glass or non-reflective plastic, and I've had ever so many people look at my work and comment on the physicality of the print, which I'm always glad to hear, because as I said in Here's a Thought Number One, that's one of the characteristics of a physical print that I think is very important.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.